हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, so then on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati, then we're on the third principle of surrender. Goptritve Varana, acceptance of the Lord as soul maintainer. So that means we've dealt with the Lord as, giving up things unfavorable for devotional service, accepting things that are favorable, and then seeing, the next is seeing the Lord as one's maintainer, right? The fourth will be as protector, then the fifth will be as, that surrender to the Lord, and then seeing oneself as meek and humble, like that. So these will be the points. Song 1. Ki jani ki bale, tomara damete, Hoinu sharanagata, tumi doyamoi patita pavan, patita tarani ratha. By what personal understanding or by what power has one such as I come into your shelter? Surely it is by your mercy alone. For as doyamoi and patita pavana, you are ever engaged in the deliverance of the fallen souls. So one may say, how have I come into this? Right? Because sometimes I say, I was a seeker, I was looking, like this and that, which is nice, but why are you doing that? It's because by Krishna's mercy. Right? So you can see, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining with Ajamil, that I think he had 10 sons, right? So the 10th one, because Krishna was, he was his devotee before, very nicely, right? And, very nice family, doing everything very nicely. But then he got distracted. And so then Krishna thought, he's done so much service in the past, so why not, he get more serious now. So then he inspired him from within the heart to name his child Narayan. Right? And then that way he's always calling Narayan. He's not thinking of the Supreme Lord. He's simply thinking of his child, Narayan come here, Narayan eat this, Narayan do that. And so in that way, he's chanting. And there's no alternative, ulterior motive or anything like that. He's chanting. And so that gets that Agyata Sukriti. So at the time of death, because then Narayan's so dear, because the youngest one always has that flavor, then he calls out Narayan. So he's not remembering Narayana when he first calls out. It was interesting. I think Prajuna was reading. It must be an area where they are just dealt with or something. And then Prajuna sees out, and he called Narayan, three times. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And then Prabhupada stopped and says, no, he only said once. Like that. And so then he just said that once. Then maybe after he remembers the Lord, but it's because he chanted the name of the Lord, that's why the Vishnu group has come. Because we'll always put these, considerations or... Yeah, like that. It's because he remembered the Lord, because he says, he chanted without offense. That will free you from sins. And for us, that's something very big. But the actual point is developing love for Krishna. So from Nama Bas, you won't get prema, but Nama Bas will bring you to the point of pure chanting. You know, so by that Nama Bas, then he's able to remember the Lord. It's not that, oh, then he remembered the Lord. That's then why they came. Because point, how would he remember the Lord? What's his potency to remember? That's what he's saying. By what personal understanding, by what power has one such as I come into your shelter? Because then we're saying, oh no, because he did it. Oh, he's not doing this, he's now he did this, therefore. So these are all a contamination of karma. You know? And because he did. No, it's because he's dealing such a way that's pleasing the Lord reveals himself. So if by at the time of death he chants Narayan's name, even though he's calling his son, if it does say there that then later he remembers Narayan, but that's by Krishna's grace, because Krishna's pleased if he called out Narayan at the time of death, then he's remembering. We always have to remember, as Krishna reveals, it's not by our endeavor. That's why then the earlier point we were making is that we look at it from our own position, and then we try to establish from our own position then what it is that we're doing that therefore we're becoming Krishna conscious, rather than we're taking part, having surrendered to the Lord, we're following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, Krishna being pleased with this, that's why he's revealing. So we're thinking that I'm doing this, therefore I get that. But then the problem comes is I'm a devotee, why are bad things happening to me? You know, rather than you're remembering Krishna, that's the good thing. Because otherwise what result we're looking for? Right, so here he's pointing out, surely it is by your mercy alone, right? Because you are known as Doyamoy and Patita Pavana. For you are ever engaged in the deliverance of the fallen soul. So Krishna is the one that's engaged in the deliverance, always engaged. We occasionally engage in our deliverance. Right? But he's always engaged in our deliverance. 2. Bharasa amara e matra na tumi to karuna moi tava doya patra nahi mora sam avasya guchabe bhoy. My only hope, O Lord, is that you are full of compassion and mercy. There is no one more in need of your mercy than I. You will surely drive away all my fears. Right, so he means his only hope is that he is full of mercy. It's not that I hope you will be full of mercy. It means, Lord, you are always full of compassion and mercy. That is my only hope. That would be a better way to put this. You know, reverse it, because otherwise you could think that I only hope that you're like this, because you might not be. No. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, so he's just saying is that, you know, he's in a fallen condition, so therefore then he is in need of the mercy. Right? He's just being humble that everybody else is in a better condition. He's not proud that I'm more humble than everybody else. His point is this, everybody else is in a better position, therefore I need to be more humble. 3. Amara karite kaharo shakati avanti vitore nahi doyala takura goshana tomara adhama tamare trahi. No one else in the world has the power to rescue me. O merciful Lord, by your decree, kindly deliver this vile and lowly sinner. Right, so he's not just saying that with a little wry smile on his face, you know, just see how, you know, I know how to do this, you know. He means this, you know, it's just that we've done, but at the same time, he's not identifying with it. What's the vile and lowly thing is that we're identifying with material nature, not that what's been done. Like that, because here's a human being or this, that, but it's just we've been in the material nature. And what's the real point? What's the real vileness, the real loneliness? Is that we've turned away from Krishna. That's the real thing. And then once you get here, you know, why is anybody surprised? You know, like you leave the dog at home alone, you know, when you go out and you come back and the house is a mess. You can't be surprised. Now, which part of the house, which pillow he's decided to rip to shreds, you know, which, you know, area in the lawn he dug up, that's going to be, it doesn't matter. The principle is there, right? So the living entity being in the material world, because sometimes we get, oh no, but he's done that, and that's more sinful and all that. But no, it's just you're in the material world, you're sinful, that's all. Top to bottom, even Brahma, if he's here, he's sinful. Because sin is actually defined as the weakness of heart. Right? Means, you know, that that attachment to trying to control an enjoyer. And a Satkrishna then will be the specific. You know, specific. I like this or I like that, or that's always going to change. There's, you know, basically 8,400,000 general categories, you know, of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And you know, and then the fine points within that, you know. Yes.
There is one kind of segregation of Shaktis given in Lakshmi Tantra.
Oh, okay.
So he said there are five principal Shaktis within the creation. The delusion aspect, the creation, maintenance and destruction, and the fifth one, the most important, is the Anugraha Shakti. So generally, the living entities within the material creation, they focus on the first four. But the Acharyas are pointing out that the fifth one is the most important.
Then Anugraha means?
Anugraha means the mercy.
Mercy, okay.
It's already, the Shakti is already, I mean, the Lord has given that Shakti available to us for praying and...
Just
it's accessible. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because the point is you can't do anything unless the Lord's potency is there. Yeah, because we'll be under the... have that be burdened by that illusion that, no, I have my own potency. But we have potency, but the potency is to be able to choose whether we want to serve Krishna or serve Maya. You know, and then the detail of, you know, we have desire, these kind of aspects. So then the potency is there, then you can do something. So that's his point here, is that, you know, that has come, it must be your mercy alone. So that Anugraha Shakti is there. So that's coming by Krishna and by his mercy, because he is Doyamoy, he's Patitaka. He's full of compassion and mercy. Therefore that Shakti is there. Right? Then we can take advantage.
Also, the Bhakti Sandarbha shows how this Anugraha Shakti is the chief aspect of the Bhakti Shay. Bhakti Devi. Chief aspect of the Bhakti.
Chief. Okay. I thought you were saying she. Okay.
The main aspect of the Bhakti Devi is that she gives that Anugraha.
Okay.
So always the prayers are
focused on that rather than the other. Yeah, because if we look at, oh, he's done this, he's done that, but the point is what haven't we done? We're in the material world, but haven't we done? Because one has to remember is that one is having passed through all these species, you're coming to human life. It's not that someone goes from human life to human life to human life, you know, unless they're very, very extremely pious following the Veda, and that generally doesn't come into anybody's calculation. And even then, you're going to make a mistake, hence, everyone comes as Brahma and they end up as something else. So that means then that one has gone through many, many, and so then that one's come through the human form, and that's very special. And then that's by the Lord's mercy, then his mercy potency being there, then one can take advantage of that. So then it becomes very, very nice.
What is this Lakshmi Tantra?
What is, where is, why is, who is?
Who is?
It's one of the Pancharatrik scriptures. You have 108 of that, so it's one of them. It's a conversation that is between Lakshmi Devi and Indra. So Lord Indra is asking Lakshmi about you know, the knowledge and all that. So basically, because it's, you know, so she gives all the technical, because she's the one that does things. She's the Shakti that does everything. So she basically just explains it from that point. Like that. It's Pancharatra. You see others talk about it. The Kalyana Guna is that, you know, that is mentioned that... what's this name? Not getting a Rahuganai Tapasa, yeah, no, that's not the one. Ramanuja, yes. We get all these words and they're all the same. So Ramanujacharya, he mentions it, refers to it, but I should get into real detail about that. So there's a conversation between them. It's a Pancharatra. But, you know, it'll be specifically the Lakshmi aspects, that Lakshmi line and all that. But so it gets more into those technical kind of points like that. But it brings out certain aspects that, you know, nicely explain what we're doing. Like that. Because as we see, is that there's that tendency to think that I did something, so I get the credit. But the point is we don't think like that. We do something. Krishna gives us the credit. But actually, we're thinking it's just by the grace of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. That's why we're getting this. You know? That's the whole point. Then it works very, very well. So it's not just, oh, they're being humble. It's that they're taking that, we see that subtle philosophical point that Krishna, is trying to save them. And so then there's the aspects, he's there as Paramatma, he's there, he expenses everything, and the basis of everything is based on him, as Brahman, on his qualities. But it's still his mercy is always there. So even though there's the illusion, there's also his mercy. You know, just like there's the Avidya Shakti, there's the original Vidya Shakti. Yeah. Okay. You will surely drive away all my fears, because fear comes from not understanding one's relationship with Krishna. That's where fear arises. When we think we're the body, we're not understanding our actual relationship with Krishna, so we become fearful, because we become fearful for the body. But relationship with Krishna, that's eternal, so there's nothing to fear. Amare tarite kaharo shakati avanti vitore nahi doyala takura gosana tomara adhama pamare trahi. No one else in the world has the power to rescue me. O merciful Lord, by your decree, kindly deliver this vile and lowly sinner. Shakala chariya ashiyachi ami tomara charane nath ami nitya dasa tumi palayita tumi gopta jaganath. I have given up everything and come to your lotus feet, O Lord. I am your eternal servant and you are the maintainer. You are my sole protector, O Lord of the universe. Right, so he sees bringing around is that one has this position, one is able to do, that position is coming by Krishna. That we have a position in devotional service, we've advanced to a certain degree, we're able to think in a certain way, maintain, that's by Krishna. He's the maintainer. And of course, then externally he's maintaining, he's taking care of everything. But here he's focusing more on that aspect of the maintainer, is that Krishna is maintaining, he's the one giving his mercy, therefore we're able to have this understanding of it. So as the maintainer, that's why then we were nicely advanced. But he also, he's soul protector. That will come up as, because they all go together, but the focus here is on that. Tomara shakala ami matra dasa amara taribe tumi tomara charana korinu varana amara nahi to ami. Everything is yours. I am merely your menial servant. So it is certain that you will deliver me. I have chosen your lotus feet as my only shelter. I no longer belong to myself. So we see here now then these other aspects. That confidence, that surrender to the Lord and that and Krishna, because that's what Krishna wants, therefore it will happen. But it's not because I'm confident because I'm such a great guy. We're confident because it's Krishna who is the one who's arranging the deliverance. And if we follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas, then Krishna will reciprocate. It will work. Right? So everything is yours, it's all that, so therefore, and I'm menial servant, therefore then in my position, whatever is mine to use, I will use that in your service.
Maharaj?
Yes?
This is an interesting combination. I mean, bhajans are very emotional. Mm. Well, for me, the first difficulty is that it's in a foreign language. So the emotion, because language carries a lot of emotions, mm-hmm. and not only foreign language, but the language I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the translation is also in a foreign language. But nevertheless, the interesting idea is that in those prayers, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he combines two qualities apparently very contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
One is confidence
mm-hmm.
that actually Krishna will deliver him,
mm-hmm.
and humility. So, because nowadays we've seen that people have great difficulty to hold more than one principle in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's either this or that.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm insecure or I'm confident.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, it's...
So two means I am a victim and you're an oppressor.
Yeah.
Okay. So those two are wrong. Yeah.
Yeah,
one of the other.
It's a perfect match.
Yeah.
But here we see completely different that the devotee has confidence, but also he maintains
a humility,
very humble position.
Hmm.
So,
because you're getting back to the point is that it will seem a contradiction to us because we're thinking that I'm the doer. So I'm confident because I can do this, or I'm not confident because I can't do this.
Right.
So humility is coming from a position of lack of confidence. So we don't see how there can be confidence and lack of confidence. But here it's a matter of, I don't have confidence that I'm doing anything, it's you're doing something. Because you're doing it, therefore I have confidence. And it's not only that, it's not just because you're doing and you may or may not do, you are the one who is giving shelter to all the living entities. You're the one who is always trying to save them. So because it's your pastime, therefore if I simply surrender and take part in that, then one will be confident that it will work. Because we have a lack of constant material nature, because it means if we're not as, it's something newer or something for us, we definitely tend to be more optimistic and so on, but as time goes and it doesn't work, we become more pessimistic. But here the point is that devotion may be the other way around. Beginning way may be, but as time goes, you get more and more. So if it's going the other way, it means there's some material consideration happening. There's some other identity other than simply I'm servant to Krishna going on in the equation. That's what will cause the insecurity or these kind of things. So, because it's all about Krishna, therefore that's where it's consistent. It's a matter of identifying the consistency, because we're used to looking at these consistencies based on logic, when actually they're based on their relationship with Krishna. That's the actual. Then it becomes consistent. But on the material platform, since it's about ourselves, but ourselves we're identifying as the body, therefore it'll only function under the modes of nature. And so then you can only put certain modes of working, therefore only certain effects can be had. You can't get all the things at once. Right? But if you're working with Krishna being everything, therefore you can get all these seemingly opposing positions happening quite comfortably together. Because for him, there is no contradiction. Because him and his form, his sarupa, are non-different. Right, so it being centered on him, it's absolute. But while we center it on ourselves, then we're not functioning on the absolute platform. But here we see the soul surrendering, then it's a matter of I'm the soul, so now and the soul has a relationship with Krishna. Then we're dealing with the absolute platform. So then you won't have these. So we're not confident of our material position, and we're confident of the spiritual. So that kind of logic we can appreciate. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another doubt is that, again, I don't know enough language, but from a very humble position, Bhaktivinoda Thakur addresses the Lord as Tumi, which is not like he could say something else in a more respectful way. Why is he? And I've noticed in all of his bhajans, he addresses him like that. Why he uses that?
Because Krishna's in the heart. He's the friend. Because Krishna himself, he's the friend of all living entities. So then you're talking about the position like that. So it's there. But you see many ways they're talking about the guru in that. They might use the higher. I think they use apni and stuff when they're talking about the guru. Yes?
Also in the poetry, Krishna has individual relationship with each other, each one, then it becomes more personal. Then on that you can use to me, like you and me. But when you're using for anybody else, you means you're a respectable one, then it's not so personal. Just like within the family, you use more direct kind of thing, that connotation. Many times it's the Lord, and they use, and especially in the poetry, they use that one-to-one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's also common in other.
In Russian, they to show closeness and intimacy.
Yeah, it shows intimacy.
Yes.
But here it just means closeness because we are part and parcel of the Lord, so you don't get much closer than that. Mm-hmm. But I think others also do that in their prayers. Other sampradayas and all that, I think they also do.
Yes, Maharaj. That's only for the Lord we can use, I'm saying, because that individual relationship is there.
Yeah. Well, then you have the etiquette coming in. So it's just a matter of everything is Krishna, and you're seeing everything, you're seeing in relationship to Krishna, so you can talk about that. Yes.
Also, we see here, Maharaj, when one glorifies one quality of the Lord, each devotee can see it with his own relationship and get nourished, like confidence. Now, every devotee has a different kind of exchange with Krishna. As soon as some devotee glorifies that, the confidence on his relationship, and everybody can feel the same confidence within their relationship. Like when somebody in the mood of a servant expresses the confidence, then others also, those who are in the mood of all any other rasas, they can taste or experience the same.
In their own. Yeah, that's very nice. Because also the same, Krishna is absolute, so it'll be, when you're talking about Krishna, the same qualities, they will be like, how do you say, when you are, means your the aspects, the qualities within the Vibhava, many of them are common. Like it mentions the favorite thing in Vrindavan is the flute. That's one of the things that establishes Vrindavan over any other realm. Favorite, I think, is the favorite attendant. I think that's what Vrindavan says. And so you see it's a within the vibhavas of all the rasas, the flute, like that. So, and then the anubhavas, then basically the main ones. Then they may much of the time are common. There's a few here or there, the secondary bhavas, and then the sunshinis. Then there'll be many that are overlapping. So you're always going to have that aspect. So then, wouldn't be discussed would be those things that are common, that no matter what your position, it's a relation with the Lord, you can apply it in connection. And so that's the wonderfulness about this, is that we can see as you have prayers, any pure Vaishnava is their prayers, then they're valuable for anybody else. Unless they're getting into very specific, but when they're talking about just having a relationship with the Lord, then that it always is going to work.
Yes.
That's a very nice point. Because probably it's like the prayers of Kulakshekhar or Yamunacharya or different like that, and they're always appreciated. Or Kunti's prayers.
Also, this particular aspect, of having confidence in relation, some qualities, they're always expressed from the Dasya mode, no matter whichever relationship you may have with the Lord. So that's why this prayer has become standard. Anybody can.
Anybody, yeah. Yeah, because even see is that, see in a couple of occasions, I think when you see the gopis talking about it with, I think with Uddhava, and the, I think the queens discussing maybe it was with Draupadi.
Mm, yes, yes.
That they all mention their position at the end, and after they say whatever they say, they always say I'm amazed. They always say like that. I even think it's even Radharani in the Brahma Gita. In the beginning, she's a little bit more pensive or something, and then but once the bee goes away, then she becomes very, you know, worried that he'll go and tell Krishna everything he said. When he comes back, then she's really nice. And all that. Yeah, because ultimately, that the jiva is servant to the Lord. So they have a particular rasa. The particular taste of rati may not be that of master and servant, but everybody will be serving. Like that. So that would be common. Service is common for everybody. Because it's devotional service. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Yeah, so it's the essential points. Like that. Because it's simple language, so then it'll be, and then you can take it from there.
Bhakati Vinoda Kandiya Sharana Loyeche tomara pai. Kshami aparadha name ruchi diya palana korohe tai. Bhakti Vinod weeps as he humbly takes, yet two takes them, takes shelter at your feet, forgiving all his offenses, affording him a taste for the holy name. O kindly maintain him.
Yeah, so then here is that you that maintain you means the fences go, then there's no one's not falling away. The taste is there, then one will move forward. So then that's actually your position, a real position of maintenance. When all the sin goes and the taste, then that becomes the very place. Hmm? Something.
You know, certain places, it's a off topic. There's an impression of a certain place. Like you go into a museum or you visit a place, and then once you visited it, there's an impression in your mind, there's a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I miss that. That picture on the wall. Maybe I should do the reproduction and just put it.
Radha. Yeah.
Because otherwise, the furniture, no furniture doesn't really matter. But that picture, it was really good.
Yeah.
In my mind, it should be there. It isn't there, so I missed the picture. I was thinking, what's wrong? And now I realize what's wrong.
Yeah, all the pictures are gone.
Missed the picture.
The big picture. Missing it. And not getting the big picture.
The picture.
Yeah. I think they got it from the, what do you call it? You know, that shop that's next to the Sankirtan.
Really?
Yeah. They make these huge things. It's just a picture. If you remember which exactly one it is, I think it was a pink outfit, wasn't it?
No, it was the.
It's your picture, and you use as an icon.
That picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one that was here before that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the one with the two screws.
No.
You're thinking of just that one of the Radha Krishna. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
the not Radha Madhava from the
temple. Yeah. No, that was, that's why you were surprised when you said you got it there. No, that was, that's from off the original picture off of the Nectar Devotion.
Yeah.
Well, you get that and blow it up and then
they don't print that picture anymore on the Nectar of Devotion.
No, you just have to go on. If you look up Nectar, if you put in Nectar Devotion, and then and you look at images, then it will come up in one of them. That depends on what you can do. It's a really good picture. Just there, they made it square. The original one, I think, is round.
Round.
The one that's printed is round.
Yeah.
It may have been square, but they printed it round. Yeah. And so I just made it so it went back into square.
Yeah,
it's a really good picture. So he's starting off here, so this is the first song in maintenance. So this is the actual position and all that. Then he'll start down with, where we are. So this is the universal aspect of how us and our relationship, Krishna, how he's always trying to save us. And the real maintenance is to be maintained within Krishna consciousness. So now here's song 2. Dara putra nija deho kutumba palane sarvada vyakula ami chinu mane mane. Within my mind, I've always been anxious for the maintenance of my wife and children, my own body and relatives. Right now it gets down to us, right? Kemone arjibo artha yasha kishe pabo kanya putra vivaha kemone sampadibo. How will I earn money? How will I acquire fame? How will I arrange the marriages of my sons and daughters?
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Different stages of life.
Yeah. Well, he's always so expert at that. How it would just take, like you see the one, is just there and play and do all this and that, and then you get to here, and then you want to do that, and then you think, okay, I got knowledge, how am I going to make my money? And he just takes that, and now I'm old. And,
different set of anxiety.
Always anxiety. I said, will we be able to play all day, or is mom going to call us for lunch? that kind of thing. So it's earlier anxieties. Ebe atma samarpane chinta nahi ar tumi nirva hibe prabhu samsara tomar. Now, those selfs are up. Through self-surrender, I have been relieved of all anxiety, O Lord. Surely you will provide for the maintenance of your own household. Tumito palibe more nija dasa jani tomara sevaya prabhu boro shuka mani. Recognizing me as your own servant, you will certainly maintain me. While rendering devotional service unto you, I feel the greatest happiness. So the idea is that we're doing our duties, right? Because here he's then establishing himself here as a family person. So as a family person, then you have duties that you perform, and the performance of those duties, then Krishna will take care. And then it'll come, because if we're not surrendered to Krishna, you see, sometimes there's more things, more facilities, sometimes more anxiety, but it's being maintained. Right? We're thinking that what we understand is that, there through the modes of nature, Krishna's taking care according to our previous work. But now Krishna's taking care because one is a devotee. And, depending upon what will be best for the situation, sometimes it's nicer, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's more anxiety, sometimes less. Just whatever works there. But his point is that he doesn't have to focus on the anxiety for how all this will go on. He simply does his duties, and Krishna will take care of it. Now, his anxiety is that will be how to serve Krishna, how to think of Krishna, how to be engaged in Krishna's service. So externally, the activities may not be changing, but it's just where your focus is and where your anxiety is, that then for sure, one changes that focus. Tomara ichaya prabhu sab karya karja hoy jiva bole kori ami setu satya noi. All events take place only by your will, O Lord. The delusion of the soul of this world declares I am the doer, but this is pure folly. Right? So that's the thing is we think we're doing, therefore we have to. It's because I'm in anxiety about it, it will happen. No, you do your work. If I do the work and I'm more anxiety, or after doing the work I'm in anxiety, it doesn't change the work. Right? So therefore I've absorbed myself in Krishna, I've done the work, whatever result's going to come is going to come anyway, it's not in my control. So if it's not in my control, it's in Krishna's control, then I'm surrendered to Krishna, then whatever Krishna arranges, we're comfortable with. Okay, footnote 24. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Jiva ki korite pare tumi na korile asha matra jiva kore tava icha pale no fale. What is a tiny soul actually able to do unless you act? The jiva can only desire to act, and unless you fulfill his desire by your own sweet will, he cannot do anything. 7. Nischinta koiya ami sevibho tomai grihe bhalo manda hole nahi mora dai. Being free from all anxiety, I will humbly render service unto you. If any good or evil should occur while serving in your home, it will not be my responsibility. 25. The Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 4.21, such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions, and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reactions. Purport. A Krishna-conscious person does not expect good or bad results in his activities. His mind and intelligence are fully controlled. He knows that because he is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the part played by him as a part and parcel of the whole, it's not his own activity, but it's only being done through him by the Supreme. When the hand moves, it does not move out of its own accord, but by the endeavor of the whole body. A Krishna-conscious person is always dovetailed with the Supreme Desire, for he has no desire for personal sense gratification. He moves exactly like a part of the machine. As a machine requires oiling and cleaning for maintenance, so a Krishna-conscious man maintains himself by his work just to remain fit for action in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He is therefore immune to all the reactions of his endeavors. Like an animal, he has no proprietorship even over his own body. A cruel proprietor of an animal sometimes kills the animal in his possession, yet the animal does not protest. Nor does it have any real independence. A Krishna-conscious person fully engaged in self-realization has very little time to falsely possess any material object. For maintaining body and soul, he does not require unfair means of accumulating money. He does not, therefore, become contaminated by such material sins. He is free from all reactions to his actions. Yes.
Intellectually, we understand there's no need of an anxiety. Mm. Whether anxious or not anxious, we have to perform our duties, and the outcome is given by Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the intellect. But the mind is always anxious. It's just what it is. The impression on the mind that always something's wrong in the material world is so deep, then even there's no reason, like absolutely like zero reason. It's like the jiva is in absolute Brahman. still the mind is anxious whether I'm going to be here, like for how long, or when they're going to kick me out, or when is the next meal, or, you know, it's really crazy. And, you know, devotees suffer from it, and obviously devotional service suffers, because even in devotional service, if I want to, you know, organize a program, I want to organize it, you know, my way. I think, you know, it should be this or that, or even if I ask others, then, you know, I have to consider their opinion, you know, since I have asked them, and, you know, the anxiety is like, even during the sleep, you know, it's always there, so it's a serious obstacle, I would say.
In other words, you had a strong mother.
Yeah.
She trained you well.
Yeah. Fortunately, mom is not a Jewish mother, that's good.
Otherwise, you'd be more anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
So much anxiety, you wouldn't even think that it's something else. It would just be the like fisher in water. You don't think I have to get through this.
Absolute anxiety.
Yes. Absolutely. The so in here is that the mind is accepting and rejecting. That's all it does. That's what it functions is, right? Intellect tells the difference between one thing and another. What's common, what's different, right? So it can tell the common points. So therefore, that becomes the general uniqueness. But it can also tell the difference. So what's the specific uniqueness? So then, and the ego then is the identity, how you identify yourself, right? And then the consciousness is either in the pure state or polluted state. So in the polluted state, the consciousness, then that's, you know, then you have material chitta, right? And so then you're going to have accepting and rejecting based on what's good for you or not. Analyzing the field to see what things in it are useful for you or not. And the identity is going to be is, you know, what is you, and how to the other two can and cultivate that and develop that. So if we change to the other position, the natural position, then the consciousness is not polluted. Then we see ourselves as servant of Krishna. So therefore, then what's good for service for Krishna is not. You know, what are the elements that I have here? What are their uniqueness and their purposes? And so, therefore, how does that support what can be done? What can be done or not? You know, because the intelligence may discern, but the mind will pick. So when the consciousness is polluted, it's going to be picked about how the mind identifies itself, and therefore, what will be best there. And when the consciousness is pure, then the mind is going to choose from the options given by the intelligence what is in line with Krishna consciousness or not. That's why it's led by the intelligence. When we get the transcendental knowledge, then the intelligence leads, and then everything goes more nicely. Like that. And but if we allow the mind to pick and choose without that, then it can become whimsical, or it can become just downright material. You know? Yes.
So also, there is another aspect that initially, when we say we have faith that Krishna will take care, that faith is at the level of adoshraddha, extending up to anatta nivritti. But the real faith is the faith in the devotional process, which comes at the level of nistha. When we have that faith in the process, that's when we become free from the anxiety.
Yeah, then the confidence is there from the previous. That's a good point. Yeah, so as long as we have the material attachment, because that means then we're still using, we may be mixed, it means our focus is mainly on Krishna. It means once you've come to the point of Shraddha, then it just means it's there, it's real, it's just it will be weak faith. Means it'll be you have faith in Krishna, but then there's all these other things that are there, the conditionings and everything like that, and so one can get distracted. So by association, by following the process, then one could come to the point where one removes those anarthas, and then one's fixed in devotional service. So that means then one has confidence in that, and then these anxieties, this kind of anxiety goes away. But it's not that the experience of anxiety necessarily goes, but it just gives a different flavor. Right? In other words, spiritual anxiety gives happiness, gives bliss. Material anxiety doesn't. Right? Does that make sense? So, in other words, the spiritual anxiety is bliss, and then when that anxiety is removed, then there's even more bliss. Right? And then when the anxiety comes again, that anxiety, the bliss of that's greater than the previous having removed the anxiety, that bliss. And then when that anxiety is removed again, then the bliss of that's greater than that. So it just keeps going up. Well, in the material world, it would keep going in the other way.
Yeah. I guess this is one of the reasons that many, you know, vote for Vaikuntha. Because if we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Raj, it's not without anxiety, it's full of anxieties. You know, Mother Yashoda and the friends and the gopis. It's very intense.
But the point is intensity, if we consider the intensity positive, we like it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You know, so that's the thing. If we find the intensity favorable, we'll prefer that over something less intense. No?
I guess it's personal also. Because some people just like, you know, they're not... Like,
well, let's say, okay, let us say the person, everything's going nuts and all that, they go for a walk, you know, and they go down that road,
sure.
Yeah, just going that way, and they get past Murari Gupta's house, and it's just trees there and that, and then, you know, it's just that, so the intensity of the forest and all that, and it's peaceful, and then you think, this is very nice, but it's very intense, you know. But if you take someone else there, you know, let's say a teenager or something, and that, and hey, let's go for a walk, and for him, it's too intense. You know what I'm saying? So it's a matter of favorable. It's just that we have certain things defined. When we say intense, we generally mean some certain things. But then you also have, let's say, sweets, you know, they're called intense.
Yeah.
And we're happy with them. You know, it's a full flavor.
Yeah.
You know? So the whole point is intensity just means how much is there. You know, it's just like... You have some music you like, you don't mind that it's only that. Or you might even turn that up a little bit. You know, it's just playing at a lower level, you know, in the background, and it gets a song you like, you turn it up.
Mm.
So there's always that idea of the intensity. Yeah. Yeah, so the point is it's just we have a definition of anxiety, because what we would call happiness, someone else would call anxiety.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the point, is that the aspect of Vaikuntha just means that it's a particular taste. It just means that it has the aspect of dasya and majesty. That's all. It doesn't mean that it's not intense. You know, that's all. Because that worship and all that's going to be very full. You know? So they're just absorbed like that. Okay.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.